This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This feels like a major limits turning point. Instead of, and there's nothing wrong, of course, with coming across like you're a human hummingbird. We love him for that. But today he looks like a Woodstock limits. He looks like an angry, hungover limits. He's got scruff happening. The hair's a little messed up. He's got an edge to it.
The hair looks great, Joe.
I mean,
the voice is a little screwed up today.
I didn't say it didn't. I like it, Limits. I sense a changing of the image, and I'm damn proud of you. How are you?
Well, Joe, I woke up today, and my voice is a little scraggly.
That's only contributing to the effect, Limits. You look like Timothée Chalamet as Bob Dylan today. You're right out of the
1960s. I'll take Chalamet. If I can look like Timothée Chalamet, I think I'll take it.
It's unreal. All right, let's get right to it this morning, because we have a very special guest. Well, it's Bob Pompeiani, who's named for the show, but today he's our guest. Right off the top, he is out golfing right now at a very prestigious place. Is it prestigious, Limits, or prestigious?
I think it's prestigious.
Prestigious. Yeah. A very prestigious place, but Bob, I do appreciate you in the middle of what's a good opportunity there, coming on to talk open, because you were all over it. How are you? Where are you? What are you doing?
Good morning, Austin. Good morning, Joe. I'm up here in beautiful Laurel Valley for the Stanley Marks annual golf tournament. It's a tremendous event, raising money for what Stanley does, which is saves lives at the Hillman Cancer Center. So it's 10 years running, and I've been a part of it for all those 10. I always call him a civic icon, and he is, because all the good work he does. So I'm currently walking to my ball on number 9. So every now and then I have to take a swing.
Please do.
Or a putt. And if you hear a swear word, please delete it, Austin.
Please, okay. But please don't throw your club like Rory, or break a tee marker like Rory, or act out like the Mad Hatter. I was Hatton, and Hatton was me, Bob. That was incredible yesterday. That guy lost his mind, Hatton, old Hatton. I love that guy.
And he kind of lost the tournament on 17 because he got, you know, Sam Burns on 15 and him on 17. I both lost their focus, I think, because they were angry with what was happening.
Yes.
But you can't be angry in those events. If you look at what J.J. Spahn did, number 2, he gets absolutely robbed. He hits the pin. Looks like it's going to go in a hole for a 2. It goes backwards 50 yards after he hit it, after hitting the stick.
Incredible.
It's a terrible break. But he kept his composure and he kept going.
Bob, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed this golf tournament for the fact that it rewarded precision and not length, and that every time I looked up, like, I haven't watched hundreds of golf tournaments in my life, but I've never seen one where people were in worse positions more often than this golf tournament. I'd like to see a major, maybe an old British Open when it was storming or something, where guys were in worse positions more often than this one. They were all like me. The Mad Hatter was in the rough. And he shot the ball from the rough to the rough. Somebody else went from rough to bunker. It was great, man. I actually loved it. I found that very compelling.
Oh, I did too, Joe. A lot of people don't find that compelling. But just if you go on a PGA Tour, what you see are birdie binge tournaments, 30 under, 28 under. They devalue the birdie and devalue the par, I think, in this event. And that's how it's set up. The USGA wants to identify the best golfer, the best ball striker, the best man who knows how to work his way through a golf course and understand the maintenance of it all and then make good putts. J.J. Spahn did all of that. And so, yeah, those you want to see tough setups and try to avoid the rough. I thought Hatton got ahead of himself on 17 trying to drive that green. There's risk out there, but there's also some reward. But he didn't need to do it. Everyone was falling apart. Put it in the fairway, try to make a birdie that, you know, layup way. He got greedy. And when you do that, obviously you're going to pay a price. Excuse me. Sorry, sure. What do I got?
This is take your time, Bob.
Let's... 70 uphill. I got. Do I have 170 up here? Tony, my caddy, just told me that, so I'm going to hit a shot here.
Yeah, use a six iron, Bob, if you would.
No, it's...
Go ahead.
No, you would.
We'll wait. Limits, did you find that compelling?
Yanked it left.
How about that? Bob is golfing while talking to us right now. How about that?
It's amazing.
Taking shots.
You yanked it left into a bunker, Bob, or what happened?
No, left of the bunker on nine. So I got a chip and putt. Hopefully I can get up and down like you used to do, Joe.
Yeah, like I used to back when I played golf. Bob, I love the fact, too, that the best guy absolutely won. The only guy who was under par, and he wins it on the longest made putt of the tournament. It was very poetic. It was very just. That's what I felt. I felt like justice was served in this golf tournament. I loved it. Where were you for Spahn's putt, and what'd you make of it?
Well,
and of him.
Of all, you're absolutely right about justice because, you know, he made 401 feet of putts in this tournament. That was by far the most of anyone. And again, it goes to show you about how important putting is. That one on the last hole, I don't think, you know, he got a good read by Victor Hovland, right, who went first ahead of him.
Yeah.
But even so, that is a drastically left-to-right putt, and he knows that he has to two-putt. He doesn't have to make it. But a two-putt, you know how it is. Sometimes you lag it, and you're short, and then you have a 5-foot knee knocker. That could mean a difference of $2 million in pay. So the fact that it went in was shocking. And I thought it was going to go beyond the hole about 5 feet. It would have left him with one of those putts, right? Kudos to him. Birdie finish. I don't care how you do it. They don't ask how. They just ask how many.
Man, I'll say that was a great ending to a tournament. It really was. I loved it. What do you know of this guy, Bob? And were you stunned that he won?
Well, I think the experience he had back in March at the Players' Championship, Joe, had a lot to do with it because he played well. That's the Players. All the best players in the world are there. He found out that he belonged. He went into a playoff with Rory McIlroy and lost, but you know, that experience, I think, served him extremely well. And all I know is that he's one of those grinders. He's been around. He's 34 years old. And he's a guy who keeps working at it. He loves, his caddy said, that he enjoys bigger challenges. He wants courses like that. If you look at his history, he plays well in those kinds of courses. So I think it was all made for him that day, and he didn't shy away from the stage. That's a tough stage to be on, especially when you know you got to do something like that on 17 and 18.
Bob Pompiani, live from Laurel Valley, getting ready to chip on which hole, Bob?
Number nine.
How's your front nine been? You shooting well?
Up and down. You know, I think I'm
going to break 57 over.
And if you could tell, I'm walking up a hill, so you're going to hear some huffing and puffing, but that's okay.
That's perfectly okay, Bob. And I found golf to be very good for my health. What about Rory?
So say hello to Tony. Tony, say hello to Joe and Austin.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Austin.
Hello,
Tony's
Tony.
Tony's
going
to line me up here on a putt on number nine. And it is an undulated green here. Got a lot of swale, the Virgin Connie swale.
Well, you let me know when you have to take your chip, Bob.
Keep talking. That's all right.
Why is Rory such a jerk? He almost upstaged this. You know, we tried to be very good hosts this whole city of Pittsburgh, and this jerk acted like he didn't want to be here. Here's his final quote from his media address. I think the only one he did, maybe. I know he skipped at least two.
Well, he did the first one on Tuesday, I think, but then after that, not much.
Right. This one was Saturday, and somebody asked him at the end of a contentious little back and forth, hey, what are you looking forward to on Sunday? This is what Rory said.
What do you look for tomorrow?
Well, I hit a good chip shot.
You know, hopefully a round in under 4.5 hours and get out of here.
That was it. And that was about the nicest thing he said. What's wrong with this guy, Bob? And he's breaking tee markers? He should have been penalized for that. What a horrible showing. And he almost upstaged the tournament by acting like such a jerk.
Yeah, I agree with that. He and Lowry both. Shane Lowry shot 17 over, was complaining about everything. They need some Irish whiskey to calm them down, I guess. But, you know, Rory, I think he really has a lot of issues going on in his family life. Not specific about what they are, but and when that happens, and there could be tension there, it does affect you. But he's taking it out on the wrong people. They need to fix whatever problem is internal there. He needs to get his focus back on the game. He was very agitated, as you said, 17. He broke the tee marker. That's not the look you want. And I don't think he ever really apologized for it. I would have. So he's got some issues. And I thought, Joe, he won the career Grand Slam back when he won the Masters. And I thought that would free him up, because then you have a situation where all that he was chasing that for a decade, he finally got it. And you would have said to yourself, well, now he's free. He plays loose. If anything, he's gotten worse. And I think it has to do with his family, and I'm not sure exactly what family issues he has, but he has something going on that goes beyond golf.
Well, maybe
I'm lining up this putt here.
Okay.
Hold on.
Take your time. This is
dramatic. Am I gonna make it?
Limits.
Fast? 50-50 putt. Okay.
He could announce it like Jim Nantz, his own
putt. Oh!
And Bob Pompiani just hits it right at the pin.
It just creeped right at the hole.
I tell you what, Jim, that was a golden opportunity for Bob.
Are you watching this on video limits? You called it perfectly.
No, I'm just taking a guess.
I thought I hit a good putt there. Tony will confirm that. It just didn't go in. It's one of those putts. I didn't break a tee marker, Joe, in Austin. I didn't do that.
Nothing wrong with a bogey at Laurel, Bob. I'm very proud of you.
Bob, did you hear what happened to Jack Hillgrove and I on Sunday?
No.
We came 2 feet, maybe three, from getting absolutely crushed by a ball that was hit by James Nicholas on 18. We were standing there with Jeremiah Miller, your good buddy from good buddy of KDKA TV.
Jeremiah, he's the man down there, yep.
So Jack says, oh, guys, we have one coming our way. Half a second later, we can hear the whistle of the ball going right past us.
Wow.
It hits our buddy Carter Newcomb in the butt off one hop. And then
Carter Newcomb goes down.
Carter Newcomb was hit. Luckily, everybody was okay. But Nicholas, not to be confused with Jack Nicholas's grandson, came over and was like, is everybody okay? I expected to see somebody like sprawled out on the ground right now after hitting that ball, because he hit it clearly into the rough, like closer to like the cart path on 18, Bob. But
well,
good to report everybody's okay.
They come at you with a lot of velocity, so you better be on your... You know, if you're in the path of one of those shots, it's good you avoided it, although Carter didn't do it. So does he have a bruise that he'll talk about forever?
Possibly. He was a very nice guy, though, yeah. Mr. Nicholas.
Did you run into Bob over at Oak
No,
Park?
I never saw him. But I did get to meet Richie Walsh. I had never
did
met
you?
Richie before.
Now, how did that go? Did
you
walk you
told
up?
Me that. That's good.
Did you introduce yourself?
I'm here at the halfway shop here now. We have Kelly, Jill, two of the best. I'm about to order a transfusion. Can I do that on radio?
Yeah, Ron started drinking 3 hours ago. Why can't you?
transfusion, Bill.
What, Bob?
Why not? What?
May I continue asking?
I'm ordering my drink.
This has become chaotic.
Yeah. A little bit.
No, it's fine. I just had to order it before we get to the first seat. The second seat, whatever it was, wherever we started.
I understand.
Thank you very much, Jill. If you ever come to Laurel, Kelly and Jill are terrific. They make everything happen out here. By the way, should I give a shout out to Curtis Aiken Jr.? I'm playing with him. He has two natural birdies on the front nine. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, Bob, back to Rory for a second. You mentioned the career Grand Slam, and it felt like people, maybe even people who don't like him that much, were all behind him. Like, everybody supported this guy. It felt like the entire golf world was happy for him. And he's repaid that by being spiteful and angry. And I realize I can't be the only person in this town who took offense to how he treated everything this week. It was BS. You know, just get me out of here, basically, because he played like crap and all the things that he did. I didn't appreciate it. And I'm just surprised after the whole world seemingly supported him so much.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, I have to say this. I'm not trying to defend his actions because they're indefensible. Because you're trying to, you know, there's an etiquette code out here, too, that you have to abide by. But he, you know, he's had the weight of the world on him. He was sort of the spokesperson for the PGA when LIV first started. So he had all of that responsibility on it. He was, like, involved in all the meetings, still is. And again, I got to believe there's something more to this. I think there's a family issue. I've heard some people say that there's something going on there. But again, that's not the way to handle it. There's a place and a time for it. And Oakmont, which did everything in its power to make that place beautiful, which it was, can't control the rain. Just take the high road on this. And he didn't do it. He instead went the other way. So I was disappointed by that as well.
Wyndham Clark apparently went nuts on a locker in the locker room, Bob. Did you happen to see the damage? And what do you make of that situation?
Bob, he's going to have to stay at the Wyndham next time. He's not going to be able to stay at
like
the clubhouse.
That horse?
Yes. Like that one, horse?
I like that one.
Like
he could
that.
Have stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. What'd you think of that,
well,
Bob?
He might next time. I heard about it. I didn't see it. But again, no reason for that. What's he going to do? He played badly. You know, all these guys who want to complain about it, they lost focus. Again, getting back to what you said originally, Joe, they're trying to identify the best player, and that means focus on every shot. Hard to do with rain the way it was coming down. They're rough. But give Spahn credit. He did that, and he won the war of attrition. Clark is a good player. You know, I don't know what he expected of himself, but I thought he lost focus on three different shots that I saw. So if you do that and you want to blame everybody else or blame the course or blame the USGA, go ahead. They're not going to change. The USGA does what it does. These scores are consistent, Joe, with what they've done in previous U.S. Opens here.
Right.
You know, plus one, minus one. In 16, it was minus four, but only four golfers were under par. They want you to battle out there. So you know that coming in. It's fair for everybody. You may not think so if you're in the middle of it and you get agitated, but, you know, bottom line is I thought it was a wonderful event. I thought Oakmont looked great. Mike McCormick, the superintendent, did a great job. And I thought the USGA set it up beautifully.
Little Sammy Burns melted down like me at Hickory Heights, Bob. I can't say, I didn't enjoy it necessarily, but I could certainly relate. You could just read it on his face. And then there was the water on the ground incident. He seemed to want to get relief there, which would have given him, obviously a better lies, which what he was looking for. There were people who hit out of much worse conditions than he was in. What did you make of that little situation? Do you think they should have awarded it?
I'm going to be in the minority and say no. He asked for one ruling. They said no. He got a second one because he didn't like the first ruling, and they said no. Everyone on that golf course had splintered shots. If you watch,
yes,
for example, Robert McIntyre in 18, his shot splashed as soon as he made contact, but it didn't stop him putting on the green, two-putting, and finishing four under from hole three on. So, you know, that's all part of it. If he let that bother him, which I think he did because he yanked it into a bunker and then took a double bogey on that hole, that's on him. That's not on the USGA. Don't blame them. Blame yourself.
I think that's probably the majority opinion, actually. Bob, I got to ask you about this. Watching Spahn afterward, my wife was noticing he's not paying a lot of attention to his wife. And then social media explodes. Of course, I'm oblivious to this all. Did he not thank his wife at the post-game news conference? Limits, were you watching this?
Yeah, I was.
Did you sense people commenting on it?
I didn't get that sense at all. Like, I kind of sensed a guy that was just in the moment, was trying to take everything in. Like, obviously, like, that's a huge part of it. But I wonder
were they fighting, Bob?
I wonder, like, did he have, like, a blackout moment where you just kind of think of the first couple of things that come to your mind?
Well,
and you're
it wasn't
soaking
just
it
that.
All in.
It was later on at his news conference
where
he thanked everybody under the sun and except his wife.
I was hugging the caddy.
I don't know, Bob, honestly, but people were all over it. We know how these things go. Sometimes you have a fight one night and things linger, even if you win the U.S. Open. Was there any talk of that? And what'd you make of it?
No, I didn't make any. I didn't hear anything on that. From what I can tell, he's a great family man. I'm going to hit a tee shot here on number 10 while I talk to you.
Good luck.
I also think if you looked at that hole on number 18 when he finished,
was that
pretty good. I think.
What did that sound?
That sounded good, Bob.
That sounded good.
That's in the fairway.
Ooh. No, but I think what happened after the 18th hole, you know, he putted and made his putt because of that. He wanted to shush the crowd because Victor Hovland still had a putt, which was worth about $800,000.
For sure.
He was trying to get in. So his wife was there, and he's just like, shh, don't make noise, all this stuff.
For sure. And I don't think that's really – that may have led some people to say some things, but I think it was even everything after that. I don't know. All I can say is that people were noticing that it seemed a little weird. That's all. Even after that. And then,
yeah, I mean,
and then at the news conference.
Is, though.
Huh?
Well, that I did not see that entire news conference. Rich was there for us, and I didn't see it. So I don't know if he did or didn't make mention. But I'm not going to draw any conclusions based on that. I thought what he did on 18 was trying to be proper for, Hovland to make a putt, and it was a very big putt for him. So
for sure.
Beyond that, I don't know. But social media, you know how it goes. It runs its own life.
And then marriage, we know how that goes too, Bob, right?
Absolutely.
Could be something lingering. Listen, the night before, apparently, his kid was sick, so he had to go to CVS at 3 a.m. Is that how the story goes?
Yeah, apparently so, and that is even more credit to him. I think that rain delay helped him also, by the way.
He
was kind of not playing his best, and I think he may have even talked about that. But you get a little break like that, kind of regroup, reset, and he was focused. He made so many putts on the back nine. The one on 12 was huge.
Unbelievable.
And that was a long one, too, so...
He changed
I'm telling you, when you go to the range, you're wasting your time. You have a good swing. Go to the putting area. Chip, putt, putt. Get that part of the game down. That's where the money is.
I can't even get off the tee, Bob, and I'm quitting. Anything else stand out from what you saw? Any other big story we didn't get to? Because I want to let you go there and enjoy your round of golf.
Yeah, I thought McIntyre was a good story because of the way he started, too. He had bogey, par, bogey. And then he goes and shoots four under the rest of the way, and he's sitting in the clubhouse thinking that maybe he has a chance to win the thing while sitting in the clubhouse. And he almost, I mean, he could have, if not for Spahn doing what he did. So that kid has a lot of game. He's a lefty. He has no fear out there. He's one of those guys who just, whatever it is, they'll tell you to lay up. He says, no, I'm going for it. I'm just going to, I believe in my swing. I thought he was a great story. And, of course, we began this whole week with Matt Vogt, and I thought how he handled himself. Shooting 82, 81, and then he donated tickets for people who couldn't get in on Father's Day. Such a classy guy, Joe, as you know, and I felt so good for him that he had an opportunity to show off his game and also help his dental business. I think he's going to get a big boost for that.
I think so, too. They'll be all smiles, Bob. Lastly,
smiles, baby.
Lastly, and most importantly, how many people commented on the show, and how many people invited us to play golf? And did you sort of categorize and record those so we can actually cash in here, Bob?
I told you 10,000 people ask about it, talk about your game, and invitations. I have 10 different invitations that I took note of.
Oh my God! Wow!
But the fact that you now quit, you said, means they're nothing. So you can't even accept them.
Oh, I'm back to playing, Bob.
Bob, when I go away with my friends this week, I'm leaving on Wednesday, we are golfing, and they asked me, would you like to golf? And I took a breath, and I said, you know what? And this is exactly what I told them. Bob Pompiani told me I need to get into golf, so yes, I will golf.
Give it a shot.
What tips would you give me, Bob?
It benefits you so greatly about playing or just the game. The game opens up doors that you can never imagine. Joe will testify to that.
It could also destroy your life, Bob, as it has mine, but go ahead.
If you allow it to be, see? No.
Because he's addicted.
The best thing you do, just swing and don't have fun for now. And if you're going to work on it in time. You won't get it for a long time. It's a hard sport to get. I've been doing it my whole life, and I still do stupid things. So, but it's a great way to spend the day. Social activity part of it is great. And if you go to a place that, lucky enough, has great hot dogs like Oakmont and Transfusions, which are better than most, you'll have a fun time, Austin. So enjoy it.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day of golf, and let's cash in on some of those invites, huh?
I'll tell you tomorrow what they are.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, see you guys.
Nicest man who ever lived, Limits. He's so nice, he's saying goodbye to Limits and chatting him up from the golf course. They're still talking.
We were still talking, yes.
What did Bob still have to say?
He was saying sorry for something, and I was like, I think he's talking to the guy on the course with him, but I was like, bye, Bob.
That's the level of niceness is almost unquantifiable. It's like Jerry DePaula. He steps on your toe, and he says sorry. That's how nice they are, Limits. That's the sound of Bob's driver,
that was Bob's swing.
Boy, that's perfect, huh?
Ooh.
Yes, it was.
Like that. Ooh. He liked that a lot. Were you watching yesterday?
Yes. Well, I mean, I was there until the weather delay.
Oh, my God. I forgot you were actually there.
Yeah, I was there. I was there for a good portion of the day. I actually followed Rory for a little bit.
Wait, you weren't there for 18? You weren't there for the winning putt?
I was not, no.
You left?
I went home for Father's Day. I made a promise to be back for Father's Day dinner.
Yeah.
So we were watching it on TV.
The rain delay did it, and it reminded me of a famous rain delay from our lives. I'm talking our family's lives and one certain team, the old Devil Dogs, at the World Series in Columbus. I don't know, the kids, what was that, 14U, 12U? maybe it was 12U, and we were rolling on Championship Sunday, absolutely rolling toward possibly a championship.
That's Championship Sunday for you.
We win our first two or three games on Sunday, and then we're leading this really good team from I don't know where, and then a wicked rain delay. A wicked freaking rain delay for at least an hour, probably significantly more than that. We came back, it was never the same. That's what happened yesterday, and we lost that game.
That's exactly what happened in the 2016 World Series when the Cubs and the Indians played against each other, and then they had that whole speech. Who was it that had the huge speech for Chicago? David Ross or something?
David Ross, yeah.
That fired them up and motivated them to win that game in seven, yeah.
It can happen.
It can.
I mean, when momentum is going a certain way, good or bad, and there's that long of a delay, it's like you woke up the next day and played. Like, everything's different. And I love the fact that Spawn changed his outfit and everything else. He's like, forget about that. He started horribly and horribly unlucky. The shot that hit the flag and rolled back, how far did it roll back? 100 yards?
Bob said about
more?
50, 60 yards. Well, he bogeyed, what, four of the first five holes? He had five fives to start.
That can help or hurt. Yeah. It hurt other guys. Poor little Sammy Burns, like I said. I was looking at him saying, that's me. And then I was looking at the Mad Hatter. Hatton, who was slamming his club into the turf and just freaking out. I'm like,
I loved it.
I love this guy.
I loved the emotion. I mean, because he could just, you could just tell that he knew that it was slipping out of his hands and that he was just losing it shot by shot. I do think, and I actually, Bob and I were going, not back and forth, but he tweeted back at me on Twitter about the Burns drop. I thought that Burns should have been allowed a drop there. I mean, that water.
No way.
That
like
water
Bob
was
said there were
20, awful.
100 other guys over the day. Well, there weren't 100 guys there. I'm exaggerating. A lot of other guys had to shoot out of worse conditions.
That seemed like the worst, because there was a golf reporter that actually went to the exact spot, took a video, and was like moving his foot around in that area, and you could just see the water gushing up, and then went to the opposite side of the fairway. And it was like nothing. It was like
then,
no water. Because all the water
then hit
had drained
to the opposite side of the fairway, or hit a better shot. I don't know.
Other players have been granted drops.
Who? Yesterday
there were multiple players. I can't pick an instance exactly out of my mind.
In a situation like that, where you're already on a pretty good lie,
I thought there was. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. But what I do want to hear, Limits, you were there. How many days?
I was there Friday, and I was there on Sunday.
I want to hear sights and sounds of Oakmont. If anybody saw Limits, I'd like you to call the show.
We did have a guy, when I was walking back from the bathroom, go, City Limits.
Let's do that.
Like, hello.
I love that. Let's do that next. Okay. Sights and sounds from Oakmont, from our friend City Limits. And if any of you spotted him, 928-9370, or your sights and sounds, if you were out there, because it looked to be quite memorable. I want to know if Limits brushed up with any famous people other than Richie Walsh. I want to know, well, he already told us he almost got hit by a ball. I want to know what his strategy was for watching golf. We're also going to talk later about Crowley completely losing his mind on the morning show.
Oh, boy.
Just lost his mind. Also, the Pirates. I believe we did an over-under for infield homers this season. And there's never been a better bet than the under. Limits, did you save our time capsule by any chance? You must have,
yes.
Right? I mean, that was the whole idea of a time capsule, is to save it.
Wasn't it like, what, 42?
I think it may have been 35 and a half.
Oh,
but
boy.
I want you to find that for later in the show, because there's a lot of Pirate stuff to talk about. But up next, sights, sounds, stories from Oakmont. Do you agree with me out there that I found Rory to be very insulting, really, to the town that hosted this tournament, which is our town? I found him to be incredibly insulting. Like, get me the blank out of here. You know, just a baby breaking things on the course. Now, I've done that, but I've never broken a tee marker. I only damage my own property.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Feels like an eventful and festive day. The day after the U.S. Open, despite Rory McIlroy's behavior. Limits came in today, very scruffy, very unusual. He's a Woodstock Limits today. He looks like a hippie. Looks like he's tripping on LSD.
Joe, I'm surprised you didn't go with like acid or something. LSD,
I did.
What
LSD
is
acid Limits.
True. I'm channeling my inner Doc Ellis, I guess.
Usually, well, there's a reason we call him the human hummingbird. He's very innocent. He's usually clean shaven. Today, it's just a different Limits, and I like it. This is like when Greg Brady took a turn all those years ago on the Brady Bunch.
I started to go with the Skeens mustache, and a lot of people liked it.
Yeah.
And then I thought about, should I just try to go with, I don't know, I'm trying things out right now. I don't know, really know if I like it, but.
This is working. Crowley thought so, too.
I think I might just go with the mustache tomorrow, and then I'll have it all gone by the time I go on vacation on Wednesday.
Where are you going again?
Geneva on the Lake.
To play wiffle ball?
No wiffle ball, actually. Wiffle ball will be back on Sunday when we return. We'll return in time for wiffle ball, to the surprise of nobody, I'm sure.
Wait, when are you leaving?
Wednesday.
Who's doing the show?
Sean Myers will be here Wednesday, nice. Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah.
So you and Sean will have a fun time. I saw Sean yesterday.
I want to start playing basketball again, by the way.
I'm on a
big-time health kick right now. My daughter, listen to this. My daughter's 16, and I had two what I thought were great ideas for a Father's Day gift. She said, what do you want on Father's Day? And I finally thought of it Saturday. I said, I want to go out and have you hit softballs so I can see one last time
a
softball. And what it would have been like if you had stayed and hit and played.
Should she have? Is that you telling her that she should play softball again?
No, she's not going to play again. No. She did what she wanted, but I can't help but always think. I mean, she was a baby. She was a 13-year-old freshman at Seton. you know, hitting in the fall for them. She hadn't grown into her body at all. So I wanted just to hit a few for old time's sake and then have her show me a bunch of ab exercises at Planet Fitness where she goes. Because I'm on a health kick right now, Limits. I've lost 8 pounds.
So you want to see your daughter do ab workouts?
No, I want her to show me how to do ab workouts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which may include, yes, her demonstrating how to do them.
Yeah.
So it turned out horribly. We went over to the Mount Lebanon cages, and about 5 minutes in, she hit a line drive off a pole that cracked me in the cheekbone, as you can see. There's a little mark on my cheekbone. So that ended quickly. And then the ab exercises were horrifying, and I quit.
Why are you not in shape?
No, I'm not in shape. What are you talking about?
Well,
look at me.
I didn't want to be the one that said it. You want to say it about yourself? Go right ahead.
Have you ever actually gone through like a cycle of ab exercises?
Like once or twice at the gym with a friend.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
That's about it. This room, by the way, back here, is like 120 degrees.
Is it?
I don't know why Harry and them said it to be this way, but whoever over there on the AM side thinks this is the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, it feels like a sauna
in there. It's awful. I might have to go change it like right now.
Maybe I should do the show in there. I could lose 8 more pounds.
I think I might lose 5 pounds, and I don't have 5 pounds to lose. I'm like sweating back here.
Anyway, it still was a good Father's Day, and thank you for not asking. But you did bring me a present. From Oakmont.
I did bring you a present.
Are you going to do some sort of presentation
here?
Yes,
let's do it right now.
All right. Bob wouldn't wait in line for Limits and I, so Limits took matters into his own hands and waited in line for me. And look
at this.
Whoa!
Look at this polo, Joe.
Wow.
Peter Millar.
Limits, is this an XXXX large?
It's an extra large like you told me to get you.
This looks like it's fit for John Candy.
Well, that's why I was like, ooh, I don't know. Should I get him the extra large?
What is happening here? I mean, don't get me wrong. I fully appreciate the gesture. Is there a refund policy? Look at this thing, Limits. I'm
going to
show it to our. I'm going to show it to our YouTubers. You can't even fit it on the screen.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Drop it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is
thank
big.
You very
it's
much.
It is an extra large.
I'll
put it in the dryer a little bit.
Put it in the dryer.
That's what I do with t-shirts.
I'm half.
I'm gonna go put the air.
I'm feeling gratitude and also insult right now. The size of this thing. Oh my God. Anyway, it is an awesome shirt, and he got the squirrel on it, so I'm absolutely gonna wear it. I just need to take it back and get it refunded. I imagine there might be more people like that. Where did Limits go? I guess he went to the next. He really is affected by this. Limits, did you sense that the shirt might be too big, though?
Yeah. But I decided to go with the size that you told me to get.
I've never seen anything like this.
You might be able to call somebody at Oakmont, one of your buddies, and...
Did I say John Candy? That actually
yes,
worked.
You did.
That works, but I meant John Daly.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate that. I appreciate the gesture very much.
Joe, the thermostat over there said 75 degrees.
Well,
75 degrees.
They're wasting the company's money in addition to torturing you. What did you see when you were out at Oakmont? Tell us about your experience. You ran into Richie Walsh, any other famous
people?
Yes.
Jeff Hathorne I saw for a majority of the time. Josh Rountree was there. I saw Cale Berger.
Yeah.
He was there. Pat Freiermuth was there roaming around.
Was Cale telling the actual players that he could out-hit them or no?
No, but there was a guy named Berger that was on the course that Cale was claiming to be his cousin. And he was telling people that. This is our cousin, whoever
I like
Berger.
It.
I saw Mark Berger, a member of our sales staff as well.
That's Cale's dad.
That is Cale's dad, that's correct. Other than Jeremiah Miller, I saw a couple other people.
So nobody famous is what you're telling me. Did you talk
other
to
other than like
did
Freiermuth? I didn't talk
okay,
to Pat.
Okay, well, let's get into... Yes, Freiermuth. You saw him.
I did, yes. He was walking away when we were walking out of the media tent.
Did you heckle any golfers? Any memorable interactions with the actual athletes?
I was like a foot away from Bryson DeChambeau, and he was like talking to people. That was cool.
That was Friday.
That was on Friday, yes, because he did not make the cut. He did not make it.
And what did Limits do during the rain delay?
Huddled underneath one of the grandstands, and then when it started just to sprinkle, I walked further towards the tents and just took cover and eventually just said, you know, I think I'm out of here.
Did you see anybody get really ticked off or make an incredible shot. I thought that Spahn hitting the green, was it number 17? The par 4. And he smashes one that gets all the way to the green was my favorite shot of the tournament. I guess other than the putt to win it, right?
Yeah.
But anything, you know, that anything outside of the green, that was my favorite shot of the whole tournament.
Oh, on Friday, me and my friend Johnny Staley were standing at 5, and we could hear the roar of the crowd on 6 on the hole-in-one.
Really?
Yes. The Friday hole-in-one, we like heard the ball in the air, but since we were watching on 5, and I think Koepka might have been on 5, we were watching him, we could just hear the crowd erupt after the hole-in-one. So that was pretty cool. And then Rory had a really good drive on 17 on Sunday.
Did he break the tee marker after it or no?
He did not. No, it was a little bit better this time. And he almost had an eagle. He was like maybe a 20-foot putt away from eagle, and he ended up birdieing the hole.
What did Limits eat and drink on the course? Were there any culinary delights out there?
I drank some water.
That's exciting.
There was nothing more exciting than that, Joe.
Do they serve beer there?
I don't know. I think they do. But at least I did not go and find out. I was trying to be a responsible young Limits at the golf course. I didn't want to be heckling the golfers.
Anything else? A hot dog? Anything, Limits? You got anything for me? Cotton candy?
I had these really good like mac and cheese bites that were good, and some chicken tenders, and I mixed that together with an ice cream sandwich.
And then what was the apparel shop like?
Is that Oakmont calling you, asking to exchange your size?
Yes. What was the Oakmont apparel shop
like? Oh, my gosh, Joe. It was huge.
I know. It's like a superstore.
It was like it just kept going. I felt like I was walking into a Buc-ee's in the South, you know, that gas station that also doubles as like a supermarket. It has like 40 different gas pumps. It's incredible. I felt like it was like a very similar thing where shirts galore, hats galore, really cool. And there was the guy who designed the Oakmont poster was also signing posters.
With the squirrel on it.
With the squirrel on it, yeah, which was really cool.
That's cool.
And I got a picture with the squirrel.
So all in all, you're glad you went and it was a memorable experience?
Very, very glad that I went. Very memorable, especially because it doesn't come back in what, 8-9 years?
Yeah. And may have inspired you to play some golf, right?
Yes.
Partially?
I think so. Watching Rory win the Masters and then also being able to see some of my favorite golfers like DeChambeau, Jordan Spieth, see them go out there and play. Yeah, it inspired me, Joe, just like you inspire me every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, boy. The insults never stop coming.
Not
from
an
you,
insult. That's a compliment. And to thank you.
You seem just to be in a very different space today. It begins with the...
Well, it's because my voice doesn't sound
there's
right.
There's an edge to you. There's an edge to you. You're angry.
I don't know if you can tell, but from the first segment to the second segment, my voice is getting there. Like, it's taking me a while to warm up. I'm like a singer. I need, like, the pre-show to be able to get to the main show.
Is it Aaliyah who's with you? What's her name?
That is not her name. For the 12th time, please tell Joe who you are.
My name is Isla.
Isla. I apologize. It's very
it's
difficult
to
read
Isla's name wrong again.
It's very difficult to read Isla's face back there. I don't know if she thinks anything is funny, if she's enjoying it. It's very difficult. She plays field hockey.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes, she shared that with me a week
Did you
ago.
Know that in 1991, the Savvy Young News Hound, I think I was 25 at the time, worked for the Valley News Dispatch and went out to do a story on Fox Chapel field hockey and played in a game. That was the story. I didn't know about field hockey. They had a really good team, so I put on the whole outfit. Felt like it was a skirt or something.
Okay.
And I played. And I learned that there's a million rules. I wanted to wind up and take slap shots like hockey. You're not allowed to bring the stick past your knees limits. Did you know that?
Is that true? Oh,
she can't hear.
Can't hear.
You
can't
no wonder she has a blank face
limit.
Can't she
can't
hear the
can't
show in there.
Because
why
I have
can't
my...
you turn on the show so she's
because
here as
I have
an intern?
My headphones.
What good is it for her to be in here as an intern
if
all she's doing is sitting in a silent sauna? What are you doing?
Because I had to turn my mic off because the speakers are turned off so you don't hear the feedback.
Give her a set of headphones. She's just sitting there.
There's only one headphone jack.
Give her yours. Oh, my God.
Then how would I hear you?
I apologize on behalf of everybody here, mostly him. This is unbelievable limits.
Joe is apologizing right now that you can't be
forget,
able to hear.
Forget
that
it.
You can't take the stick, like, over your knees.
Can you?
On, like, a slap shot.
Right.
No, you can't.
Exactly. Is there any way that we can help her hear the show, limits? So
yes.
That her experience here is a valuable one.
Yes, it needs to be valuable.
As an intern. I mean, there's not a button you can push where
well,
she
typically
can hear the
I
show?
Just typically I just put the speaker all the way up. But again, since my mic is on, if the speakers were on, you would hear us talking in the background. So
all
that's
right.
Why it's programmed that
well, there's
way.
There's an extra pair of headphones out here. Will that work for her?
Or she could even sit in the studio. Would you like to sit
Come
in the studio?
Come on in.
All
Come
right.
on in, Isla. Sit in the studio. I mean...
You can sit that spot, Isla, right there, right across from Joe, with the headphones there.
I'm absolutely appalled by this limits, that we've done this.
Joe, this is just how the technology is. I mean, there's nothing really that we can do about it.
Yes, there is. So, let's get to the Pirates coming up, shall we?
Yes.
You don't sound thrilled with that idea.
Well, after seeing 3 out of 4 in Wrigley, where... The manager says they're close, and sure, maybe that's the case on the score sheet when they lost by just one run.
I've never seen you like this. Is there something happening in your personal life? You're disheveled?
I'm depressed.
You're not? You're
I'm depressed, Joe. Limits, help me. Help me, Limits. I'm depressed.
You're not responding as quick or full of humor. I told you a whole story about my Father's Day, and your response was how hot it is in there. Something...
Well, yes, because I feel like I'm baking in
I
here,
know.
And my voice isn't 100%.
And then we have a guest, and she's just sitting there staring blankly.
Well, there's nothing
the,
I can do about that because my mic
show.
Is on. That's just how the
is
technology has worked for 15 years.
Is everything okay?
Yes. Everything is, like, sincerely, everything is okay. Yeah.
Okay. Why didn't you shave? You're always clean shaven.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, because I was trying things out. That's what I was trying to tell
okay.
you.
Okay, all right.
I mean, like, it was definitely going to all go away by Wednesday when I go on my trip.
Okay.
But I don't know. I guess I should be more professional, Joe. And I apologize to you on behalf of the show.
I accept your apology.
I'm glad.
And now Isla is here and she's listening intently. You can hear the show. She's, yes.
Oh, she can hear the show now.
Hopefully
great.
This will be a valuable experience on how not to do sports talk radio.
Well, so far the first segment that she's been able to listen to has not been a valuable experience, I guess.
What are the texters saying about the show so far? It's been very chaotic.
Mark in the Big Rig says, limits, Amazon has headphone jacks and they're super cheap.
I love that. And by the way, there was a, where was it, at Oakmont Bakery? Yes, it was. Another truck driver came up and said that he listened to the show. There's a lot of people out there driving vehicles of any sort, whether it's Ubers, whether it's trucks, whatever, who really appreciate the show, and I really appreciate them.
You're going to love this.
Yes.
I met a man named Ben, incredible man, that listens to the show every day, was talking to me for a while, says he loves the show.
Yeah.
He told me, guess who he sees all the time in Florida?
Ron!
Ron Cook!
Oh, okay.
He sees Ron in Florida.
You better have asked the right questions, because my first one would have been, does he get free food and beer there? Did you ask him?
I did not, but he did get, he said that Ron went back to Domenico's last week or 2 weeks ago. He was getting his free food there back at Domenico's. But he says that he and Ron will sometimes chat it up. And Ron is basically, it's become his new Domenico's. He basically runs the place. You know, he has his same spot just like he had in Domenico's. He has it at this place
too.
Well,
that too. Basically answers my question.
And Ron
too.
Also does not listen to the show at all.
Bull crap.
That's what he told me.
He
Ron
absolutely
does not, at all.
not in Florida, mind you, but when he's back here in Pittsburgh and he's driving by himself out to Domenico's, 100% Ron tunes in just to hear if we rip him. And we usually do, actually. So yeah. He probably has heard that.
Somebody's probably relayed that to him. Texter. Limits 100% hungover from the open. Did anybody hear me say I didn't have one sip of anything yesterday?
I'm just, at the open or not? I'm
like,
flabbergasted by how different you are, both in appearance and comportment.
Like, well, I thought my sinus issues would be over by now.
The sinus issues factor in this?
It's because it's in my throat, affecting my voice.
Right, your voice sounds a little huskier, just a little.
It sounds a little deeper,
a little
and
meaner. All of that. It's all feeding off each other.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Everyone's going to turn against me now. Limits fans are going to become Limits enemies.
I'm gonna put this shirt on.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Talk for a minute, Limits.
So Joe is about to put the shirt on that I got him at the Oakman that was very generous of me to do. That
this is unbelievable.
Joe claims is too big of a shirt.
We'll have Isla say whether this is too big or not.
Isla, you're going to probably agree with Joe and say that it's too big. Joe might want to take your hat off while you put the shirt on. It might be important to take your hat off. Oh, my gosh. He's putting on a polo shirt with a hat on and has to unbutton all the buttons to be able to put it on. Joe, what do you think? It's big.
Limits, the thing goes down to my knees.
Down to your knees?
Isla's laughing. Everybody's
laughing.
Your
waist.
Are you kidding me? Look at this thing.
Oh, I'm looking at it.
But I do appreciate the gesture.
You're welcome.
This gives me an excuse to go out to Oakmont and return it, right? Maybe I'll see my friend Greg and he'll invite me in for a round of golf.
Why don't you do that? Yes.
I will do that.
Joe, you owe me $100.
Oh, I do owe you $100. What? What happened now? Is there a texter on there?
No, I just
you
find
enjoyed
it funny.
Your own line? I do like that. I do owe you $100.
A texter does say, I've used the sinus issue excuse before. Yeah. Come on. Pony has been remember when Pony did that show in New York, like completely hungover, and he was like, Malzi, I'm sorry I was paying no attention. I'm completely so hungover right now from the, yes. the media event we had last night.
Yes.
No, like, I'm a very honest person. Your friend Limits got 8 hours of sleep last night, did not drink one drop of anything. I don't understand why my voice is bad. It was fine yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a little bit bad in the morning, but other than that, I don't know.
Oh, you're a wonderful man in the end.
Not
this
as
was
wonderful
a nice,
as you.
A nice gesture, and I do owe you $100 for a golf shirt.
Mine was even more expensive.
I mean, all right. I owe you $100. Yours was more expensive?
By like five, yeah.
The one you're wearing right now?
No. This shirt I got online a couple of weeks ago. I got a polo. I got a like a white and blue. Cool, with a bunch of designs on it.
Beautiful. All right. Well, let's talk about the Pirates, because there's a couple things here. Don Kelly said something after the game that I bet people will mock him for. I think he was right. Ben Cherington comes to mind here, and so does our preseason time capsule, in which I think we put the Pirates over under for their infield home runs total at 35.5, and I think I picked under, and I look like a genius. The power that they're getting or not getting from this infield is so far beyond a fireable offense for Ben Cherington that it's mind-blowing. The whole thing is, what are they doing? I think they had the best rotation in the majors since May 1st, and they don't win. They don't win because they never, ever hit, because it's one of the worst hitting teams in Pirate history limits. Well, who built it?
Well, Ben Cherington, and that's why I'm not ready to give a pass at all to Ben Cherington for some people saying, well, Donnie Kelly's done really well. Maybe he'll save Ben Cherington's job. No, the damage has already been done for Ben Cherington.
Let's talk about that in a minute, because I said I was open-minded on Ben Cherington just last week. We'll have that discussion again. Cloudy today with a high of Broderick Jones or Paul Coffey, 77. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Texter limits. The shirt is large because Joe is bigger than life to you.
Might be. Although I'm smaller than I was last week. Like I said, I've dropped 7 pounds. You proud of me?
I'm very proud of you, and I should have got you a large.
Fit? No, I said extra large, and you got extra large. And the gesture that you made when I didn't even really request it, doesn't go on notice limits. In fact, it's brought me to tears, and I'll be weeping momentarily.
I called you whenever you were weeping at home, whenever you were sick and not able to do the show.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And you can listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Did you get Donnie Football anything? Or Donnie Football was very mysterious around this tournament. Did he go? What were his plans? Where was he? What was he doing?
I don't think he did. I don't think he went. I know on Thursday, Donnie had some very important pictures that had to be taken. They were doing wedding pictures.
By the draft clock?
Maybe by the draft clock. Oh, he told me maybe he was going to the draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.